Cool bar, you idiot. Not that we're men.
Hey, it's me, go. It's me, Gulk!
Hello? Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live. Hello? Hello, welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live on 87 FM. Let me cancel this right now. I don't like that sound at all. Baby, let's just party the night.
Instagram was we should make the diamond gold instead. Currently, the diamond is made from basketball leather because this is a shoe to commemorate the Celtics' 18th banner if they win it. And I gotta say, I'm a little mad because I have tried to get diamond on at least 10 different pairs of shoes, and every time I have, nobody liked them. So I literally gave up on it. I was like, nobody likes. Throw it away. But I gotta say, the gold does look great. That was my original idea. The original mock-up I had of this sneaker, I had a gold diamond, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, nobody likes gold, so let's make it basketball. I thought that was cool.
Hello, hello.
So let us know which diamond you like more, the gold accent or the basketball leather accents.
So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we?
Bathroom, but do not buy anything while I'm gone.
Okay, bro, I got you, bro.
No Travis Slop, bro.
I got you, bro. No Travis Slops. Hey, man, how can I help you, bro?
Are you all buying?
I'm not supposed to buy, but I can take a look, bro.
Nelly sample.
What are these, bro?
Chunky Dunky Jordan 1s.
Holy, bro. Really, these are crazy, Nike. Man. How much are you looking for something like this, bro? Like, I've never seen this before.
Bro, I was looking for something around, like, $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, you know, they're completely dead stock.
I don't know if my boss would be happy about that, bro. Can you do anything better for me?
For you guys, I could go down to $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, I could do $1,000.
You'll do $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Guys. Here's $1,000, bro.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, thanks,
yes, sir. Have a good one.
See ya, bro.
Don't go in there for a little bit, bro.
Yo, bro, check what I just bought, bro. Crazy. What Ben and Jerry Jordan highs.
Bro, these don't exist. These are also beat to the earth, bro. Like, God, there's not even any stars left. Like, what did you pay for these, bro?
Just a grand, bro.
Get out. You're fired, bro. I can't deal with this anymore. Bro, that Starbucks ran through me, dude. I gotta go to the bathroom.
So it just came out that the founder of this popular streetwear brand was actually making millions counterfeiting his own brand. So the fashion designer Nigo is known for his popular brand, Bathing Ape. And Bape was founded in 1993, but in the early 2000s is when it really took off and became popular. At the time, everybody wanted to get their hands on Bathing Ape. Popularized by Pharrell, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Bathing Ape literally had a chokehold in the early 2000s. And due to the popularity, not everybody could afford these Bathing Ape hoodies. So of course, the counterfeit factories in China started making fake Bathing Ape hoodies. And from a brand owner standpoint, you're not very happy about counterfeit goods because you're then missing out on a sale of your own product. So what the owner of Bathing Ape did, allegedly, according to Ben Baller on a recent live, he actually purchased the fake factories that made his own brand and started to make the best one-to-one counterfeit Bape hoodies and selling them. And in my opinion, this was absolutely genius. So he was making double the money. And he also claimed that a lot of these rappers that were wearing these Bape hoodies in this time of the early 2000s, they were actually unknowingly buying fake Bape hoodies. So it just came out that the founder of this popular streetwear brand was actually making millions counterfeiting his own brand. So the fashion designer Nigo is known for his popular brand, Bathing Ape. And Bape was founded in 1993, but in the early 2000s is when it really took off and became popular. At the time, everybody wanted to get their hands on Bathing Ape. Popularized by Pharrell, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Bathing Ape literally had a chokehold in the early 2000s. And due to the popularity, not everybody could afford these Bathing Ape hoodies. So of course, the counterfeit factories in China started making fake Bathing Ape hoodies. And from a brand owner standpoint, you're not very
that one's Noah's. Unless you guys can share. Oh. Get it out of this? I'm sure. If you could get it out.
Miles got kicked out of a bar. Why was he in a bar? Well, he was tracking the villains to the bar with no name, where many of the when he shows Damien that he is building a small army of Amazo robots to help him control the world and plans to use different Zurinars from the multiverse to bring these robots to life. Damien finally realizes that the sinister robot is
What are you talking about? Like, what are we talking about, like, as summer-wise? Like, what are we gonna do for the summer?
Actually, not his father. Apparently, Damien's a little slow on the uptake sometimes. Damien tries to attack Robot Zurinar and is easily defeated because he's a robot and he's.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Wait. Fuck. Hey. I did it. Wait, did I? I did.
It's unstoppable. Zurinar then reveals that he always knew that this moment would come and the only Robin that he can trust is one that he created himself. Damien is shocked to see another Damien stepping forward in a different Robin costume. In Batman 147, Zurinar's plan is finally revealed.
One second.
I just gotta remember that I can't curse.
What was that?
The microphone fell. The real microphone. This one.
you have sugar?
Yeah, we don't have any cream enough. Ugh.
Got any more songs, Noah?
Yeah, let me just run. By the way, this is gonna be my seat. Just so you know, Jerome.
What?
That's gonna be my seat.
Didn't I ask you about your seat for
you? He was sitting there.
I just asked you about your seat for you.
That's my seat.
No, you wanna know another song I feel like will be a summer song? Million Dollar Baby.
I can see that. Oh, what's that one? I don't know. Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh wow, only 7 minutes left. Let's go over to your room. Hello, 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 hello. 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 Thank you.
Thanks for agreeing to see me.
He called again. So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? Can you write me in your stories that you always talking about? And I promise they never bore me when they're coming from your mouth. Tell your mama that I'm sorry for the words I can't pronounce. She always said you were too good for me. Is she glad I'm no longer around? So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. I find pieces of our life in my mind. Colors of the sky in your eyes. Fragments of the truth in your lies. So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. I know that you're waiting for me. Tell me you adore me. Then you go and break my heart again. I know that you're perfect for me. Tell me that you're sorry.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
Jerome, aka JB.
And I'm also joined with my lovely sound engineer...
Ramani. Oh, wow. Okay, that's better. Sorry, say who you are again.
Jerome, aka JB.
There it is. And DJ Sean Money, what up?
Little technical difficulties, but we got some good news. A double round of good news. One, school is either out or almost out for you, depending on what grade you're in. And as well as we're getting new equipment soon, guys.
That's nice.
Yeah, right? Hopefully, yeah.
What kind of equipment, though?
We're going to get a I believe Kai, our director here at Clubhouse, said we're going to get 4 new mics and 4 new headsets.
That's good.
But we have to go through IT.
Quick question, though. Can we have, like, 4 people also do radio?
Oh, yeah. We used to at one point.
I'm just asking.
Wear and tear.
There's nothing. Happened.
Oh, no. Valid question. Super good question. But, yeah.
Okay.
We have a nice summer vibe for you today, and we will be back after a little.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
You want to know, I think, whenever I hear we don't have school.
What?
You want to know?
What?
No school.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, no school.
I'm about to be in 8th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Old.
Aren't you about to graduate in the 28th?
Yeah,
that's
my guy.
Yeah.
If things go the way we're looking for here at Clubhouse Radio, he might be the very next host or very next engineer.
Aren't you the next one? Before.
Kinda.
Kinda, yeah.
I mean, he was before, and then after probably him would be me, and then...
He was
the first one. You're the second one.
No, I was the first.
I thought you was the first one.
And then it went him. And
you're skipping a lot of history. What about DJ?
I'm skipping a lot of history. But technically, it was Bub.
DJ Popcorn.
And then...
Or DJ Hot Pocket. Which one was he?
DJ Hot Pocket? DJ
Popcorn?
I'm pretty sure there was somebody.
We gotta look at the wall.
There was some DJ Hot Pocket. I remember DJ Hot Pocket.
It was Phoebe, Kingston, and then Bob, Link.
Yeah, Lincoln's right there.
Yeah, Lincoln was DJ Sosa and DJ Ricky.
But he was on before me. He was on before me. It was Bob, me, Link, you. No, that was it.
Yeah.
That really did radio.
You know, and if you're interested in doing radio, come on by at 455 Main Street. We're open every Monday to Friday from 2 to 7 p.m. And if you don't know what we are a community center, pretty much. Not technically. Technically, we're a drop-in center, but we have everything a community center has and more.
And the cool thing, you don't have to pay money for it.
That's right. We're completely free, and we got free food for everybody. We got... bunch of chicken nuggies.
Speaking of chicken nuggies, you have some right there.
Chicken nuggies are my favorite here.
With some ketchup.
You know, ketchup's the classic.
It's really good. You can't go wrong with barbecue's classic. Better.
Really? So we're going to have a war here on Clubhouse Radio. But with that being said, we're going to go into a song, and we'll be right back.
What's the favorite one to do?
Give them some love because I don't think they get out much.
Yo, 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 everybody put their wings together and clap them as loud as you can. Flap them, clap them, I don't care, slap them.
Hardy and Ipanema, baby.
I want a party, I want a samba. I want a party, I want a samba. I want a party. And live my life. I wanna party and fly.
I'ma fly just like a bird.
But you are a bird.
Oh yeah, you're right. So let me fly just like a rocket then.
Okay.
Fly so high where I need to come down for oxygen.
Hey.
Cause once we started, baby, ain't no stopping then.
Hey.
Cause I just wanna live my life and party.
Hey.
All I want is to be free and rock my body.
Okay.
Been around the world and I wanna live my life in Rio, cause Rio, cause Rio, Rio.
What are you doing? I don't know.
All right, Blue.
That samba master. You shout sound from my ghetto blaster. You dance fast, but I dance faster.
Hey, she likes you.
What are you talking about? Haven't you been listening?
No, but I've been watching. Just be yourself. Go on.
La ya, 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 la
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist, hey, or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
There's 104 days of summer.
Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC Acre Catskill, and
I'm here, Jerome, aka JB.
You have failed.
Nah.
He's not chilling. Playing.
You know, DJ Cola
is
here with a little bit of a cold, so if he sounds a little bit different, that's why, but at the end of the day, you gotta show up to what you love.
All right. Run that intro back for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM
WGXC, Acre Catskill, and
Hudson.
And today, I'm joined with
DJ Sean Money and
Jerome, aka JB.
That is way better. That is
and
way
you know,
better.
I'm actually going to be taking more of a backseat today.
Really?
DJ, JB, take the lead. But first, before I do that, I'm going to ask you guys, what's your favorite part of summer?
Ooh. I want to say it's like when everyone gets together and play Jumping Jack. Or what is it called? Is it called Jumping Jack? No, I said Jumping Jack. I'm crying. I'm lying. I'm sorry. What is it called? Double Dutch. Okay. I apologize to my lovely people's ears. I don't know what just happened. That was no one's fault. I don't even think that was my fault. I don't know what that was. I think I really think it's wait. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. You want to switch and I try to fix that one?
Okay. So what's your favorite part of the summer?
What's my favorite part of the summer?
Exactly.
I don't know, just hanging out with friends and family.
You guys both got the same answer, you know, and that's a valid one, because, you know, whatever you do in life...
I fix it. Did I fix it?
Whatever you do in life, it is made better by the people you are around. It's not the destination that matters, it's the people that you spend the...
But
my favorite part has to be the nights, because you can go out to like 10, 11, and it's just crisp. It's like a nice 60 degrees out.
Really?
There's no cars. You can walk in the road. Don't do that.
I think you turned that mic off. Did you?
You're gonna have summer at 60 degrees. Wouldn't it be like 90?
Wait, what?
Usually, but now it's like 72 degrees.
What?
Each night.
What are you talking about?
The weather. As for summer, as summer wise.
Like going on walks or something? Or
yeah, like, but like 60 degrees on that? Isn't it like 72 degrees every night? Yeah,
something like that.
It looks like 72. I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
I would go on a walk. I don't mind that. Walk's pretty cool. Especially in summer.
Mm-hmm.
Most relaxing feeling ever.
Your guys' favorite part was like kind of like the friends and family and the vibes. And my favorite part was probably the summer nights. You can go out at like 10 and it's a nice crisp temperature. Not too hot. But a perfect, nice level to seize the moment.
Okay.
That was perfect.
So, what would you say? Actually, going on something. I don't know how I fixed this mic, but I did it. I guess I'm him.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, all right, buddy.
You want to know something else that I don't mind?
What's that?
I think I should continue doing.
What's that?
Riding your bike with friends.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I feel like that should just be, like, a summer thing to do.
That's
like,
what most people
like,
do nowadays.
I mean, but that's what most... Like kids in high school, like our kids, like in middle school, do, and I feel like that should be really kept. What?
Really, Tyler, the creator, said it.
Really?
Yeah.
I
didn't know that.
I didn't know it.
Yeah, he was asked by a very thirsty interviewer, let's say.
With Waldo.
I'm gonna paraphrase it, but she said, do you have any words of inspiration that people who look up to you or people who want to kiss you? She didn't say kiss. She said something completely different. You could probably pick up on what she said. And he said, yeah, go get a bunch of bikes with your friends and ride them around.
I mean, that's something.
Something's
better. I mean, some people, like, nowadays have, like, motorbikes, whatever they call them. Mm-hmm. And, like, electric scooters. That would be a perfect day, just lights. No cars, like a free highway.
Right.
Exactly.
What's one song that you guys think of when you guys think of summer?
Summer?
I'll let you guys go first.
All right.
Well, that's pretty hard. I would go with the Jackson 5.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to know another song I think of?
Or Man in the Mirror. One of the other.
Ooh, that's a good one, yeah. You?
Smooth Criminal.
Okay.
When I think of summer vibes, I think of High Dream, Sunshine.
Really? That's what you think. Oh my goodness. Our mics are terrible. I'm so sorry.
Also, I think of that one song, like Dancing in the Moonlight.
Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's how it goes, I think.
But I go with the Jackson 5. That brings back.
Ooh, what about me?
Yeah, what about you? Actually?
I think of like two. I think of Teen Beach Movie.
The movie,
like the movie from Disney, and I think of like that one song, Olaf song. Which one would y'all rather hear, Teen Beach Movie or the Olaf song?
Teen Beach Movie.
TV.
Yeah, I'll probably take that.
All right.
I mean, sometimes Olaf be hitting, though.
Nah, don't get it twisted, bro. Olaf definitely do be spinning, though.
You be hitting,
no funny, no funny.
Be hitting bars.
One or two?
Two.
Two?
Definitely two.
All right, so this is what I think of when I think of summer. Like.
This reminds me of iCarly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's my favorite song.
It is?
Yep.
As, like, all time?
Yes. Like, favorite Disney song, favorite Disney movie.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, as a rap, hip-hop. I thought you meant as...
What? If you're telling me this isn't like summer during school, like summer school type vibes, I don't know what to tell you.
But it also has a little bit of cons, a little bit of negatives. What is your guys' least favorite
about summer? When it rains.
When it rains.
I hate when it rains in the summer. Because of the humidity. It gets 10 times more hotter, I feel like. It doesn't cool down.
But, like, if it's coming, like, very hot, and you were, like, and you thought it was cold today, and you were, like, a sweater, you'd be sweating like crazy.
Like.
That's the only thing I'd be hating, because it'd be, like, 97 degrees. It's supposed to be, like, 98 degrees next week, next week.
What?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
It's going to be what?
98 to 100, bro. And, like, the, at night, it's supposed to be, like, 86.
I can't even stay in the crib. I got to work. Can't even stay in the crib.
Oh, my God. My least favorite part definitely gotta be the bugs. All the mosquitoes. Ooh. I ain't talking about beetles or bees. I ain't afraid of beetles. I ain't afraid of wasps, bees. The only thing I'm really afraid of are like ticks.
Yeah, I mean, it's technically in fall, though. Aren't ticks all year besides like winter?
Fall?
Yeah, but like they're most prevalent in the summer, I feel.
Really?
Yeah, I would've... everything's growing the highest.
Yeah, well, I didn't think of it that way.
What about fall? I know fall has most of the ticks throughout the whole season.
Yeah, I think of tick, and I think of fall more than summer.
What is your favorite? What is your favorite thing about summer? Like, what do you have, like?
Pools.
Pools. I be swimming. Messing with that. I don't. You know.
I don't even like swimming like that.
I can't even swim. That's the sad part. That's sad. I can't even swim.
I don't know if that's falling into the stereotype, but you know, hopefully you find a way to swim.
Never got
what?
I didn't comment on that.
Yeah, that one. That joke in mind deserves to be stayed in the dark. But we don't gotta say it. We all know what we're talking about. It's okay. I'm not the best swimmer either.
I just never got told.
Okay, bro.
I just never got told. That's a sad part.
Radio, as of right now, does not know how to swim.
What?
Very well.
Word.
I can kind of like float and paddle.
You can?
Very, very minimally.
You?
Very minimally.
You?
Yeah, I can
barely. Nah.
You're capping.
Casper the Ghost.
You're capping.
I can barely do it.
You can barely swim.
Yeah.
You're capping.
No way.
You're capping.
I know you can
you're
swim.
You're capping. I've seen you swim, bro.
Hold on. You're mad smart, and I know you can swim.
I had a life jacket.
Bro, you're capping,
if you're smart, I know you
bro.
Can swim, bro.
I can only swim with a life jacket.
I call bull. I don't believe it.
You're smart, so I figured that
last time I went swimming at Clubhouse, I was wearing a life vest.
I don't remember that, bro. I don't remember that. Bro, we talk about swimming. Yo, can you hear me a chicken nugget? Like, bro, what? I don't believe that you can't swim. I don't believe that.
If you're smart, I know you can swim.
I don't. That doesn't even correlate.
Well.
No.
Does it?
Because, like, isn't the whole stereotype that nerds aren't that good at physical ability? So people that aren't...
Actually, that correlates. Now that correlates.
Not that stereotypes are true.
Yeah, but, like...
The common stereotype is, like, smart people are nerds and they're, like...
And they're not really athletic.
And then the athletic people are jocks and they're dumb.
Yeah.
That's not true at all.
Even not every athlete.
I feel like I was a nerd that became athletic. Like, is that bad? Like, I feel like... I got into sports, and I don't want to say I got dumber, but, like, I feel like I got into sports, and, like, I became way more smart.
I was never a nerd. I was always a sports
person. There's like, what's it called, meathead jocks of the world, like, I show speed, and then there's gonna be, what's it called, your nerds of the world, like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
But then sometimes there's people that, like,
fall in the middle.
Chilling in the nice middle ground.
Like, I could be smart and intelligent when I want to.
Yeah, like, what's it called? Like, you know, the GOAT, Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was smart. He was well educated.
I mean,
he was very athletic.
Isn't Jaylen Brown like the smartest one out of the whole NBA?
Nah.
He is actually.
No way.
He is. He had a 4.0 GPA.
Oh, never mind.
And he's from I think it was Nashville, Miss Goddard. If you search him.
Nashville, where?
NASA.
NASA?
Yeah.
Bro, that's not a town. How
I didn't say it was a town, but like
he. You said he's from NASA.
No, he's. I didn't say he was from NASA.
Oh, my fault. I heard he's from NASA.
I don't want ketchup. I want chicken nugget.
Yo, am I the only one who remembers this commercial?
Oh, stop. Turn that off.
Shalala. Shalala.
And if you would like.
Stroke that thing, cousin.
I'm crying.
Yo.
Look. Did y'all hear about the new iPhone update?
Oh God!
Yeah,
what?
I know we're supposed to be talking about summer, but like, did y'all hear?
iOS 18, right?
Bro, you're able to record people while you're on the phone.
What?
That's crazy.
What can you do?
You're able to record people as you're on the phone.
Yeah, when you record
that
people
without them knowing. I think.
It's gonna take over. I swear to God.
Yeah. It's coming for you, buddy.
Ain't coming for me. I know that.
Perfect. I'm not updating my phone. I know. I'm a Galaxy boy.
Did you know that Apple, Android probably does it too, but Apple slows down their older phones when they release newer phones?
I knew that when I had my iPhone 6.
What is the whole point of Apple? Like, it never changes.
I don't know.
It's only the camera. That's what they always talk about. It's always the camera, bro. It's always the camera they talk about.
The battery life isn't as good as Android.
Battery's more.
The data isn't as good as Android. The camera's usually better, though. I will give them
that. Of course it's the camera, but it's always the camera. What else?
Yeah.
Yo, did you hear Jake was uploading a new song?
This is what slow dancing feels like?
You said what?
What's it called?
It has. Oh my goodness, what was that?
I almost broke my phone.
It has.
Me and more.
Sam Felt. When does this come out? Oh, at 8 o'clock. We won't be live. Sorry, Biles. My tooth hurt. Sorry.
No, you good.
Don't mind me.
What is that?
What, this?
What is that?
This? You don't know what this is?
It's Mad Homo.
You've never seen this?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what this is? Wait. You don't know what this is from?
What? You've never seen Billy and Mandy?
Wait, no. You don't know what this is?
Mm-mm. I never watched that in my life before.
Hold on, bro. Wait.
Bro, you're greedy. You're fat.
Thank you. I've been trying to put on weight.
Hey!
What?
Thank goodness. Wait, how much do you weigh?
Right now?
Say that on air. Oh, we're not that old. Well, we're old, but like.
2001. Yeah. I wasn't even born yet.
I mean, I wasn't either, but.
When were you born?
Five.
Oh.
Five.
That's when my brother was born.
Five, six, seven. That's crazy. Billy and Mandy. Okay, so that means we grew up watching reruns. Well, reruns, yeah, but like.
22 years old, right? Excuse me. We grew up watching reruns of this show.
Quick question.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
25.
This ended in 07.
Years old.
This?
Wait, is that 2007 or 2002?
2007.
Oh, that's when it ended?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it came out...
2002, right?
Came out... 2001
to 2008. That's what it actually says.
2001.
Yeah,
August 14th, 2001, yeah.
Okay, so that means it's 23 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait, what kind of rap music would you listen to as like a summer thing?
Like when I was younger?
No, like...
Like now?
During the summer, like what kind of rap music would you... Million Dollar Baby be hitting too, I ain't gonna hold you.
I feel like Million Dollar Baby's gonna be a summer song.
I think...
Like, I really do feel like Million Dollar Baby is gonna be a summer song, and no one can tell me why. Like, no one can lie to me, but like, Million Dollar Baby won't be a summer song. And if it's not, I'll make it a summer song. Like, if Million Dollar Baby isn't a summer song, I'll make it a summer song.
I'll play it
everywhere.
You wonder what's a crazy summer song that's really still relevant to today?
What?
Party in the USA.
That's still relevant. What? Party in the USA.
It's a party in the USA.
Oh.
Bro, oh my god, now you got me thinking about that, bro.
Now I gotta play it. Now I didn't even want to play that song. Like, I was trying to play it.
Sorry, guys.
You hear that song and you think of something.
Can you hear that typing, guys? Holy smokes.
Shahi actually not taking 10 years to type a sentence, question mark?
Wow, forget you. Congrats.
Wait, how long was this? This was 14 years ago.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, so this song.
We're getting there.
Wait. I don't. When did this song come out?
Does it
hold
say?
Hold on.
Oh my god.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
September. Oh my god, 2009. Wasn't that when Michael Jackson died? 2009, right? I know him, right? 2009. Yeah, Michael Jackson died 2009. No disrespect, guys. He was the king of pop.
Wow, I mean, terrible.
I was 4 when this came out.
You was 4 when this
I think,
came out?
Right? Right?
You were born in what?
That must mean we were... That must mean, like, we were, like...
What year did it come out?
2009.
That must mean we were, like...
You were 4, I was
3. 4 and 3, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wasn't even born yet. That was when my... I think that was when my second brother was born. He's 15 right now.
How old?
15. He was born in 2009. My other brother was born in 2007, and he's 6. And 2000.
Bro came out the year it was made. That's kind of crazy.
No.
Imagine being said I was born in 2009.
But he was born in April.
What year were you born?
2011.
Oh my god.
Technically 2010, but.
Oh my god.
I have a late birthday. That's the problem.
No, bro.
We're getting there.
Bro said. He said 2010.
2010 to 2011.
He has a double-digit birthday. He's a double-digit year.
Wait, that don't make sense.
He's a double-digit year?
2010 to 2011.
If you were born 2010, then...
No. 13.
Depending on when your birthday falls.
Yeah. If you have a late birthday.
I guess.
I was born in 2000. Yeah, like 2010 and 2011. I was born in September 29th, so I did have.
Wait, so you were born in 2010 or you were born in 2011?
I'm kind of bulls. It was difficult.
So. How can you be born in 2 years?
No, I was born in 2011. Just joking.
Oh, I was like, I hate this song.
But like, I'm like, I have a late birthday though. Like my birthday is like
towards like the end of the year, late or like.
Like September 29th, so like the start of school.
Yo, really? That must suck.
It really is. Suck. But I'm going to Florida on my birthday, so.
Ooh.
Where?
I'm Florida? Going to Florida. Yeah.
Oh, so you want to be here when school starts?
Yeah. I mean, I could bring a friend though. I don't know who to bring though.
Talk about summer vibes.
I'm gonna bring Sean.
Right.
He about to graduate.
I'm gonna be in college. I'm be college.
I mean, none. Yet. I'm going all the way to Florida. Come on.
I've been to Florida. I've been to Florida like once.
I've never been to Florida.
I've been to Florida when I was 14. I went to Florida when I was 14. Bro. but nah, this really is a summer song that like you kind of can't get away from. Like if you did hear it, you heard it like everywhere. And I'm sorry that we're one of the radio stations that you had to hear it from. Well, I'm not, but like this song was overplayed, but you'll like it. LAX.
What was the oldest song out of YouTube?
I know what the oldest video of YouTube is.
What's the oldest?
I know what the oldest.
It's the park, the zoo.
Yeah.
But what's the oldest song out of YouTube? I mean, if you search that up, that would probably.
Published or?
Like, just YouTube wise.
After.
Like, published.
Because YouTube was only made in 2009.
Yeah, about 2006. Yeah, 2006, you're right. It was 2006 or 2009.
YouTube is a year older than me.
Alright, so yeah, like, oh my god, whoa. I want you to play that for some reason.
This is the oldest song on YouTube.
It says 1950s.
Like,
I know
when was it released?
Yeah. Just go on that.
Let's listen to it.
Hold on. Yeah.
Hopefully it's clean.
Don't worry, ads.
Oh, it's 3 years ago.
I mean, it's not the oldest. I mean, wow. It's like, not the oldest.
I know some like songs are like 16 years ago, though. Some songs are 16.
Okay, wait. I'm
wait, just play it.
Oldie curious, though. I don't want to play it. Just keeps it clean.
True.
The oldest song is probably like 2006.
Probably like Anthony. Some of them are like 16 years ago. 16 to 20 years ago.
No, that's true. Oldest song on YouTube. What is the oldest known song?
That's an even better question.
That is a good question.
Something I don't know. Something I don't
probably
know.
Like,
that was like, yo, you wanna know something I heard? It was
what?
Like, is Bingo about the dog or the farmer?
Bingo of his name?
Yeah.
Search it out. I'm gonna see.
Cause like, think about it, right? Whose perspective is in Bingo from?
Oh yeah. Because
there was
proper
a
grammar.
There was a farmer who had a dog. Bingo was his name.
But, like, who's the farmer, though?
B-I-N-G-O.
Who's the farmer?
Bingo was his name, oh.
See, so due to grammar rules, right? Because the subject
like,
of the
who would,
sentence.
Who would be singing that song?
The
like,
subject of the sentence would be the dog. So it's the dog's name is Bingo.
Sorry.
Guys.
Damn.
Excuse me. I apologize. So you said it would be in who's in, like, you said what? What?
No, like, I just wanted to make a funny face.
Oh. So due to grammar rules, who
Bingo is the dog's name. I'm sorry,
yeah,
if you're a human
name.
Named Bingo, your mom must have hated you.
There was a farmer who had a dog. Bingo.
Wait,
was
search
his
up
name?
Like search up how like search up Bingo. Bingo was the name.
It's gonna come up with the game, Bingo.
No. Not all the time. Just searching Bingo. NGO. Dog song. No, dog song. It just says. Dog song. YouTube.
Okay, I also want y'all to know, y'all listen to Clubhouse Radio, so these are the topics we listen to.
What? Oh, 2004, 9 years ago.
What? Oh, you wanted to know how old the song was. You could have just said that.
That's why.
You could have just said
that,
bro. You could have just said that, bro.
This oldest adult is slow.
Said, whoa. Look, you said.
You look behind me like something behind me. You freaking me out. You look over my shoulder and then you look back and you look
I was never looking at him. I was looking behind you this whole time.
You shut your mouth.
I was looking behind you, never at you.
Clubhouse is it's pretty much a drop-in center, and a drop-in center is a community center, but better because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so we have everything a community center has, plus trained professional mental health workers to help you if you're going through rough times. But with that being said, we will be right back after a little song break.
See you later.
Yeah. It's with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come. Bees will buzz, kids will blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. Drink in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. I'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm, and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm. And I can't wait to see what my buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. The hot and the cold are both so intense. Put them together, it just makes sense. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman. When life gets rough, I like to hold on to my dream, relaxing in the summer sun, just letting off steam. The sky will be blue, and you guys will be there too, when I finally do what frozen things do in summer.
I'm gonna tell him.
Don't you dare.
In summer.
Yeah.
money, do what I could now.
Midterms are starting next week, so with tough school times like this.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for coming. It really does mean a lot. And now, the moment we have all been waiting for, Layla, Queen of the Beach!
Peace out. Hello. Oh.
I'm Mac.
I'm Brady.
7FMW. Avery Catsio and Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Sean Money. I'm so tired.
And, you know, as you are looking at the clock, as you're driving, or you might be chilling at home, listening on the website, making some food in the microwave, no matter what clock you're looking at, you can see that it is approaching time. It is approximately 6:52, so we're going to be ending very, very soon, and we just hope everybody has a great day, and more broadly, a great summer. That's what this show is really all about, you know. Summer is starting. It's about that time. It's going to get super hot and super nice, so get some suntan. Lotion, that's the right word.
My brain is not.
You know, get a water gun and have a great summer. But see you guys later.
See ya. Have a good summer.
Sunshine on my face, I swear about it all day. All the fun times come my way, I'm taking them so great. When the sunshine on my face, I swear about it all day. All the fun times come my way, I'm taking them so great. When the sunshine on my face, I swear about it all day. All the fun times come my way, I'm taking them so great. When the day hits, when the summer waves in, I'm chasing friends that wanna hang the days in. Like Hayton, this is shit you play, then you play again. I'm making the type of thing to stay in your playlist. On the run like you out of the boots. I'm lost and wanted like I'm out of the loop. What matters to you? No, really, what matters to you? All push, no pull, gets you out of the loop. And I've been waiting for the days like this. A lost soul, but also when I say like this, my parents are making money on some Ray-Ban shit. I never thought I'd see the days when it came to this. And I've been waiting for the days like this. A lot so, but also when I say like this, my parents are making money on some Ray-Ban shit. No, it's only a text, it feels amazing, yeah. When the sunshine on my face, let's play with it all day. And them fun times come my way, I'm taking them so great. When the sunshine on my face, let's play with it all day. And them fun times come my way, I'm taking them so great. When the
I kinda know what you mean. It's never just what it seems. I gotta get to there just to find out it's only the beginning. Walking through this world, I seem to fall in love with everyone I meet. But at the end of every road, it's always just you and me. It's always just you and me. I go too slow, then I speed up. I talk too much, then not enough. I overthink, then not at all. I think too much about it. I go too slow, then I speed up. I talk too much, then not enough. I overthink, then not at all. Don't think too much about it.
Sunshine on my face, let's play with it all day. And them fun times come my way, I'm taking them so great. When the sunshine on my face, let's play with it all day. And them fun times come my way, I'm taking them so great. When the
my flight delayed, so I jumped on a private jet and I'm asking a pilot at ETA. Lambo parked on a landing strip, everyone in my gang and my DJ paid. Why is my man talking about inshallah? These times he don't even pray. Why is my man wearing a Jesus piece? How did she squeeze in them jeans? Big behind and petite as waist. Take time with the GBG, we don't beef nobody like GBK. Woke up on the wrong side of bed, so he's gonna get slapped if I don't have my peas today. I love my young boy, I won't lead him straight. I'm stuck to lil bro like PVA. Paid already, I don't need no hit song. We don't need ID, lil bro 17 in the club, he ain't scrolling TikTok. F just saw him, a thick one. Which one? Who do you want, bro? Pick one. If I shoot my shot, I'll hit one. Matter of time till I get them all ticked off. Alright, we could go ban for ban.
We can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 to years, the version of the bribes, I'm really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Bro, I do it for some shoes and some clothes. You'll see what it'll do for a necklace. Right, sure, look like a spider. It's crawling a dollar. I'm just an accessory. Damn. She made me wanna go harder. I like a whole aura. I think I'm obsessed with her. They hit him up on his birthday. Did him the worst way. He had a death wish. I get right under their skin. I don't even try. I guess I can't help it. I'ma have love for bro for life. We talk or not, I step with it. Of course you could beat me at talking. Ain't no back and forth until we catch up with it. Knocking a bag and making the opposite mad. I done fell in love with it. You can't sell fish with a cute one. Make a cat look good, it's a new one. You the type, like the type on computers. Got a mask, but he ain't no shooter. Top 10, but she don't act bougie. Me and your friends, you can go to Aruba. Get friends, it depend on my mood. Maybe back then, this ain't no Uber.
We could go ban for ban.
We can go M for M. Mama got a body like him and them. Mama been killing that gym. We can go watch from change to change. The rings, I'm him. I done got rich, but I'm still with it. Land in London and go to the ends.
We could go ban for ban.
We can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 to years, the version of the bribes, I'm really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
In Charmin,
I got the M from Obi Trice.
Obi Trice.
Nothing dims my light like a migraine.
Down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. 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 Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
Nathan's here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coupes. Way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot. Was off the Remy, had up at Post. Had to end my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they choking, man, know the wish you wasn't.
Sunset.
Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week. Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the boom. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her I been, you coming too. In the 305, treat me like.